Visiting today with Rafe Jolliffe, Board Vice President at U.S. Custom Harvesters. You guys staying busy?
You know, we're kind of wrapping up this year from the aspect of equipment moving. Now, as being on the board, this is starting to get to be our busy season. We're doing some conventions. Obviously, we're here on the virtual NAFB convention today. Normally, we would be looking at setting up our convention itself, which is scheduled for the end of January 1st to February, but I guess we'll see how that plays out with all the COVID lockdowns and restrictions going on. And also we would be planning some trips to DC to speak with some representatives and other events, you know, Commodity Classic and some other events that we typically attend and promote the organization and the industry. But again, a lot of these events have already been canceled or shut down for the year. So here we are speaking with you virtually today.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what U.S. Custom Harvesters does, because I'm imagining that this could be really beneficial, especially towards, while we're in the middle of this pandemic with folks that may need some additional hands on their farm to help out.
Well, U.S. Custom Harvesters, you hit the nail on the head. That's one of our biggest issues right now. It's one of our biggest issues every year. Labor shortages and qualified labor are very hard to come by. But most of us seeing that to a new level that we've never experienced before this year. I know myself personally, we were looking for a couple more employees, and we had a dozen guys that applied and we spoke with on the phone and interviewed. And as soon as COVID hit, nobody showed up. It became a very hard issue finding labor for us, as well as I'm sure a lot of the farmers and are in the same boat. As an organization, typically labor, H-2A labor and J-1 labor are a lot of issues that we pursue and try to work with some other organizations. And, of course, now with all this going on, Washington, D.C. has just come to a screeching halt, and it doesn't seem like anything's happening moving labor forward.
Right. So now, as you mentioned, about to get into your busy time, tell everybody just a little bit about what all you guys can harvest, what you do harvest, where you go, all those types of things.
So our organization is made up of many types of harvesters. I mean, we've got the grain harvesters that you would typically think of. We've got guys that cut wheat from southern Texas or central Texas clear to the Canadian border or even north into Canada. We've got, of course, most of them turn around in the fall and they're harvesting corn and milo and millet and all the typical cereal grain crops that you would think of. We also have a large percentage of our organization is made up of forage harvesters, such as myself. So we're out there, we're going to be chopping alfalfa, barley, rye, wheat, a lot of crops that way for forage to be packed into a pit, as well as corn later in the year that we'll pack in the pits for feed for cattle themselves. We've also started seeing a lot more of the cotton harvesters joining our organization as well. So we're a pretty diverse group from that aspect.
Well, and I think one of the nice things that you guys are able to offer is if you're a farmer and you're kind of a one-man shop or you're not able to harvest yourself, this is a nice way and a way for you to get those crops harvested without you having to call your crazy neighbor down the street to come borrow his equipment and help you.
Well, I've had this conversation with a lot of people over the years. You know, one farmer with a large tractor and a large seeder, whether it's a drill or a planter or whatever, he can cover a lot of acres by himself or very, minimal labor overhead. Same thing, he can maintain that land with a large sprayer and large equipment. But when it comes to harvest season, you've got a week to get all that crop out. And that's where the custom harvester usually comes in. It would take a tremendous amount of equipment and overhead. A lot of guys don't figure in all the expenses, your insurance and depreciation costs that come with that overhead. So that's where the custom harvester really shines, is you don't have to have all that. You can farm a pretty substantial amount of ground with one or two guys, and then come harvest season, that's where you need all the labor and all the extra equipment that we provide in our own operation.
We'll talk a little bit about the turnaround. So let's say I've got wheat that needs to be harvested. Oh, you know how we work, tomorrow. Are you guys pretty good at turning it around in a pretty quick time?
It's interesting, because you would think as an organization we would be a lot of competitors, but at the end of the day, most of us are friends and we talk back and forth and we know a lot of guys. And that does happen, you know. So I get that call, hey, can you be here tomorrow? Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. But if I can't, I've got a pretty good list of friends that I'm going to make phone calls to and say, hey, can you know, I've got some acres here or some crop that needs harvested. And typically between members of our organization, we can get something handled in a pretty timely fashion. The other side of that, we've got an office and we will send, you know, if a farmer would call into our office, we'll send out an email to all the members of our organization. And then, you know, guys can call that farmer and it's pretty ridiculous. If somebody calls into the office, I don't think they're waiting 4 hours and they've got it covered typically. There's somebody in the area that's ready and willing and waiting to harvest the crop.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. So you mentioned you cover all areas, but how do people find you if they want to, you know, get the U.S. Custom Harvesters to come and help them harvest?
You know, U.S. Custom Harvesters, we're on Facebook. We've got, you know, we've got our own website, uscustomharvesters.com or uschi.com. Phone number as well. A quick Google search and you're going to find U.S. Custom Harvesters. We're not hard to get tracked down.
And so they can just call you up and kind of tell you a little bit about their organization, what they're doing, what they need harvested, and then you guys know who to send out to get the job done.
Yes. And again, you know, our organization is made up of independent contractors, such as myself. We all own our own harvesters. We've got a wonderful lady in the office, Mandy. And like I say, you call into the office, you say, I've got 400 acres of corn I need harvested, or I've got whatever your circumstances are. And again, she's going to shoot out a mass email to all the harvesters, all the members, and it will be a very short period of time before your phone's ringing and you're going to be telling us to quit calling you. It's covered, it's handled.
Awesome. Well, Rafe, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I know it's about to get into the busy season and we're going to start a brand new year with all kinds of things that we're going to be doing going forward. And I think a lot of folks are just excited to see what 2021 has to offer now that we're getting out of 2020.
AC, we appreciate the time today. Thank you very much.